Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in. And we want to introduce our guest, and her name is Miss Bonnie Herman of the Branson Arts Council. And how long have you been doing that, Miss Bonnie?
Too many years.
A long time.
A long time.
The Branson Arts Council is responsible for many things here in Branson, but the one thing that I wanted to talk about today is the art exhibit that is currently on display at our beautiful convention center downtown. And you know, Miss Bonnie, I mean, even now, that convention center is several years old, but a lot of our visitors coming in from all over to Branson may not be familiar with everything that goes on there. It is a beautiful building. Connected with it is the Hilton Hotel, and we're very proud of it, aren't we?
Yes, we are. It's a beautiful facility.
Well, and so now for some time, each year, you have been doing a juried artist exposition there, and they run 6 months at a time. Is that right?
Right.
I love it. Well, I have seen the current one. It was hung in January, and I was down there for an event in the evening, and I parked in the south side parking lot. And so when I went in, of course, you go up the escalators, beautiful building. It's just gorgeous. And along those corridors there in front of the meeting rooms is where all these incredible artworks have been displayed. And I enjoyed that so much that I wanted to let our listeners know about it. It doesn't cost anything to see this exhibition. It's free to the public, but you will love it. When you come to Branson, I really want you to think about going down to the convention center and seeing this incredible artwork. And tell us how that idea came about, Miss Bonnie. Was that your idea to use that space that way?
Well, about a year ago, Mark Mulhern, who is the GM at the convention center,
yes,
gave me
I
a
love
call.
Mark. Uh-huh.
And Mark said, I'm interested in doing some artwork on the walls in the convention center. Mm-hmm. He said, do you think you'd be able to help me? And I said, gee, Mark, you know, I think I just might be able to. So we put together a committee really quick and started to look at what it was that he wanted, mm-hmm. and what we were able to do. And so we sent out then a letter to artists calling for them to submit their artwork to
yes.
a juried committee.
Uh-huh.
They do have to submit their artwork ahead of time. The committee reviews it, and then we select up to 14 artists mm-hmm. that we display. We put their artwork on display for a six-month period of time. Their artwork is available for sale. Mm-hmm. That if you look at the panels, there is a little panel that will talk about the name of the artist and mm-hmm. give you a little description of the artist. There's mm-hmm. a QR code there, and that QR code will take you to the Branson Arts Council webpage, and from there you can go to our store and you can check out the prices, and if you're interested, you can click on that and you'll take you right to PayPal, and you can pay for your picture and take it home with you that day. So I really want to encourage people to think about purchasing these beautiful pictures as well as looking at them.
The other thing that I wanted to mention here is, we've got a full range of types of art. We've got oil, and we've got watercolor. We've got photography. I wanted to mention a couple here because Rain Klotfelter has been on our broadcast here many times, and he is the mural artist from the Branson area that we just love so much, and he has a piece there. I also wanted to mention something else because I'm a black and white photographer, and I'm always drawn to that, and I had not seen this work before, but this is Steve Snyder. He's from Mount Vernon, and this series that he did, and it's hanging there in the display, is just phenomenal. Tell us about that.
What he wanted to do was he wanted to feature soldiers. And uh-huh. so what he was able to do was to get a picture of the soldier when he or she first went into the service, uh-huh. and then he was able to contact that service person. So the final picture is the person as they are today, many years later, uh-huh. holding the picture as they looked in uniform when they first went into the service, and has a little bit of a story about their life.
Oh, I have to tell you, Miss Bonnie, I just thought that those photographs were gripping. Now, there's one more. Now, this one caught my eye because of the area that she's from. And pronounce her name for me. This is
Thea Schuler.
Thea Schuler. And she is from Ridgedale.
Right.
And so I loved this little robin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sweet painting.
Yes, she does a lot of things along those lines using pastels, and uh-huh. she likes to feature wildlife.
Well, you know what? This is something new in Branson, folks. It's free. It doesn't cost anything, and we would just really, really invite you to go down to our beautiful convention center in historic downtown Branson. Just park and go in that that south door and up the escalator, and you're going to see all these paintings hanging on the walls there in the foyer. And I can't thank you enough, Miss Bonnie. We need to know more about what the Branson Arts Council is doing.
Well, we try to provide all kinds of cultural activities for the citizens and also for our visitors in the area.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Bonnie. And I just love what you've done down at our convention center. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.